Have you been exploring your spirituality and learning more about yourself? And now you're ready to take bold, positive action. Are you seeking clarity about what is really blocking you from your greatest potential? Do you feel like you're so close to a breakthrough, but you can't figure out why you continue to feel stuck at the same level? Join us now for Real Talk with Joyce and Jennifer, two transformational coaches who are eager to share all they've learned over the many years they've each been working with clients, helping them create the life they want. Joyce and Jennifer both have extensive, diverse backgrounds in the art of conscious transformation, and they are here to help you. So tune in now for the insight and tools you need to consciously live, work, and play, so that you can live the life you most deeply long to experience.
Hi, it's Joyce here. Welcome to Real Talk with Joyce and Jennifer. I'm a transformational coach, life purpose facilitator, and retreat leader who guides women to find clarity and purpose in times of transition, change, and transformation to live their most authentic and courageous life.
Hey everyone, it's Jennifer, and I'm also a transformational coach, facilitator, and consultant, which basically means I transform the mentality of leaders so that their entire staff and corporate culture can shift toward higher purpose. But most importantly, I'm a mom.
Well, welcome. We would like, before we get started with our program today on gratitude, we'd like to continue to honor the women who've had the courage to speak the truth and call out the men who are accused of sexual harassment and assaults in the recent weeks, sort of beginning with Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein in October, and New York Times star reporter Glenn Thrush, and veteran journalist Charlie Rose, who was fired from CBS and PBS. And there are some other ones I don't even have on here, but I guess next time we'll talk about those. But it seems like it's endless now. It's really getting momentum. So my feelings is, that the feminine energy is really fierce, and it will continue until we have cleared this ancient patriarchal issue of using power and control over women. And certainly Jennifer and I both have had experiences with men being inappropriate out of the blue. So how you go, Jennifer?
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, Joyce, this is a heavy, heavy topic. I've personally dealt with this type of situation a lot in my life over the years. I can't even watch it. I can't watch the news. I'll read the headlines, but that's about it. It's just there's too much memory there for me. And so I'm still cycling through the emotional residue of my own issues. And quite honestly, I can tell that it's affecting the way I view and treat men right now. So I'm working on that. Mm-hmm. I always say I'm a work in progress. And this is not just a hot topic in the news right now. It's a timely topic for me as I work through a lot of my anger that's been pent up for a long, long time. It's triggering it. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going through the same thing. The situation in the news today is just triggering lots of emotions and memory and beliefs and on and on and on. So hats off again to the brave women who are speaking out. And quite honestly, it's surprising. But I'm also impressed, maybe as impressed as I am disgusted, with some of the men who have opened up to genuinely acknowledge that what they did was wrong and that they're not even sure why they did it. And so I kind of think that's equally brave because for the most part, I think we're pretty good at telling when someone is genuine and when they're, when they're not, when they're just giving lip service to an apology. And so those men that have kind of come forward and said, I'm looking back and I'm wondering what the heck I was thinking. It is wrong. They're just genuine about it. It takes a lot of courage to do that as well, to admit your wrongdoings, because none of us are saints. But as you say, Joyce, it's like this sick and twisted dance that men and women have been doing for a very, very long time. And it's absolutely symptomatic of a patriarchal issue that you talked about that's been so deeply ingrained in our minds and our culture for so many generations that everyone just bought into it. Men are in charge, women are objects to be used. I mean, it's kind of simplifying it, but sadly, you know, much of our gender-based worth is wrapped up in that very deeply in our psyche. But anyway, I could go on for days. I don't know if you have anything else to add, but maybe at some point we just need to do a show on the topic. Because Lord knows, I would think that we both have a lot more to say.
I think we have a lot more to say. I certainly have a lot more to say. And I'm just always, I don't know why I'm so shocked, but like with Charlie Rose, I mean, I'm just so shocked. It's like, how, you know, God, these people are, you know, the top of their game. Why do you need to do that is the question for me. Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to take power away from somebody else? So, you know, it's we'll talk about this later because I can get rolling on it too. I mean, it makes me angry but at the same time, I know I deeply feel this must be the time to do this. The energy is right now, and the situation is opened up, and it is the only way that women and men will ever find any equality until this has been removed, until men can step up and understand how women, how we are all equal and how they must treat women. So, we'll do a show on that.
Yes. I, you know, as you know, I mean, I've chosen not to date for a long time because of these types of situations that were so pervasive in my life. And so I agree with you that until we get this stuff out and until men take ownership and women take ownership for allowing it to happen, mm-hmm, for setting themselves up for it or whatever. You know, I mean, I have to take ownership for turning a blind eye and laughing it off. When deep down it was very painful. And I just, you're right. We just have to bring it up and out, heal it. Because I think all of us long for a partnership, you know, a real true partnership.
Absolutely.
And that's not going to happen until we get better at honoring both genders and learning how to do that. So
absolutely.
Okay.
Well
so
for
now, how about we get on with today's show?
Absolutely. Let's do that.
So we have entitled it The Grace of Gratitude. So Joyce, you want to kick us off?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, gratitude is really the quality of feeling or being grateful or thankful. And, you know, many of us spent most of 2017 thinking about what we want and what's next in our life or career. It's not until each year at Thanksgiving that we're reminded to think about what we're grateful for and how to express that gratitude. And expressing gratitude must go beyond Thanksgiving in a once-in-a-year tradition. It's just not enough. You know, there's so many things for us to be thankful for. It's really outrageous. You know, our home, our bodies, our minds, our friends, delicious food, interesting books, fabulous music. I mean, it could go on and on and on with what, you know, most everybody has in their life now, have access to those things. And in the United States, many of us, or most of us, actually have everything we need. Need is the word. And often, many people have everything they desire. But emotionally, you know, we feel empty, entitled, and not grateful.
Yes, kind of leaves you feeling sad thinking about that, right? And I suspect that we as Americans are not alone in this. It's just that we've actually set aside a day to formally acknowledge what we're thankful for. But even so, I think a lot of people associate it with overeating and spending time with family and rarely take much time over the holiday to consciously contemplate all of their many blessings. And so in today's show, we want to encourage you all here and around the world to spend time in conscious thought about all that is right in your world. And then we're going to tell you why it's so important to do so as we go.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a lot more insight about gratitude in today's show, right, Joyce?
Absolutely. So, yes. So before I moved into the complex where I live now, I set an intention that I wanted to live in a more green, sustainable property, sort of in the middle or not far out of Atlanta. And that's not easy to find anymore, green, sustainable properties, but we just still do have beautiful trees. And so I only looked at one property that somebody told me to go there and look. And this is where I was guided to move. And at the time, this is like 6 years ago, I was in such a crisis in my life at that time that I did not realize that I had moved into one of the very few green properties. So it took me quite a while to realize and appreciate where I was living. The property was filled with hundreds of trees that were filled with birds and squirrels and many creepy crawlies on the ground, which I love. So each day I'd wake up and look out my window surrounded by the trees and the flowers and the sun beaming in my window. And I became very grateful that I had this beautiful space to live in. So every day now, I make it a practice to say how grateful I am for my life and the people who are in my life and the opportunities that I have, because it really affects me when I'm not grateful for actually what's showing up in my life. So, you know, quantum physics teaches that what we focus on and energize with our thoughts, emotions, words, and actions comes into form. Therefore, being present and conscious of what we're co-creating is really important. And I've noticed that the more I hear people complain about their unwanted circumstances in life, the less likely that they are to do anything about it. So until we become conscious of how many times a day we complain about our life rather than feeling gratitude for the gift of being alive, we're not only missing the taste of life's secret sweetness, but we continue to show the bitter seeds of lack of gratitude. So we'll be right back and talk some more about gratitude.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
America's wild Mustangs need our support more than ever. If you believe in the preservation of our iconic wild Mustangs and our wild places, now and for future generations, we invite you to walk with Wild Love Preserve. Founded in 2010, nonprofit Wild Love Preserve has pioneered an innovative model in wild horse conservation, which has garnered national attention and is serving as a framework in the West. As a unique legacy project, kindness, mutual respect, science, and education drive Wild Love Preserve's mission to protect and preserve Western wild horses in their native habitats and nurture the legacy of respective indigenous ecosystems as an interconnected whole for future generations to equally treasure and nurture. Thank you for your action and for having a positive impact on our lasting wildness. Together, we succeed on behalf of our greater good and collective well-being. As a charitable nonprofit, Wild Love Preserve relies on donations and grants to fund our operations in Central Idaho. Thank you for considering a tax-deductible donation to Wild Love Preserve. Please visit wildlovepreserve.org to learn more.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back. You know, Joyce, before we went to break, the one thing that I loved about your story was how you had set the intention to live in a more green, eco-friendly environment, and then you actually moved into one without knowing that you had and had the epiphany that here you are. And I love that because I think it illustrates so much of what we all do. You know, life is constantly manifesting our intentions. And so when we're going through a phase that we don't like, it's usually trying to work through something to get it out of the way so that we can manifest what we actually want. But all along in that process, it's this consciousness that, oh my gosh, we're actually here. We actually did bring this to life. And that's what the gratitude, you know, theme is all about, is fully recognizing that. So I just love that part of your story. And I know for myself, you know, I always thought of myself as a grateful person. I've always thought that. And I think probably a lot of listeners think of themselves that way too. So it seems like, well, what's the big deal about gratitude? Aren't we already grateful? But I have to say, until I lost everything, I never really realized just how much of what I had I was taking for granted. So getting knocked down completely made me stop and truly absorb how grateful I was for things like running water and a roof over my head and my basic health, all things that went away in a short period of time. And I think when we live in a developed society, it's just so easy to skip over those very basic luxuries.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to naturally gravitate toward what we want and forget completely to first acknowledge fully what we already have. And, you know, it was during that time that I can remember I was sitting with some other mothers at an ice cream shop after school one day, and I was politely listening to one of them talk about how frustrating it was that they couldn't get a larger refrigerator delivered to their lake house. And, you know, I didn't laugh out loud at the time. I was very polite, but I was laughing inside to myself because I was just thinking about how nervous I was to treat my kids to $5 of ice cream. And, but isn't that fundamentally why our society came up with the phrase first world problems, right? Because mm-hmm. it was from that time and space that I learned firsthand the literal power of gratitude when it comes to my fundamental happiness and my ability to manifest a higher quality of life, both emotionally and materially. It all came from losing everything to the point where I was just so grateful for the very basics. I was so grateful to be at that ice cream store and so grateful to have that moment with my kids and even with these ladies. Because as they're painting their picture of their first world problems, while I was laughing, I was thinking, you know what? That gives me something to aspire toward. I would like to have a lake house someday, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. we can laugh about it all day, but it's happening all around us, these opportunities for gratitude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, yeah, I have to just tell this funny story because around the same time Jennifer lost her home and I lost my home. And that's how I ended up where I'm living now. But it's something about losing everything you have. One day you wake up and you just don't even know what's happened to you and you don't have your house anymore and a lot of the things that are in it. And you just, I don't know, you just ask yourself, what the heck has happened? I mean, I'm not somebody who hasn't worked and has thrived and been, you know, forced here. I mean, I've done a lot of great things, but what's happened to me that, and anyway, I was staying in this condo of my friends who let me rent it when I moved out of my house, and I didn't have any furniture because none of that could be delivered at this time. And so Jennifer gave me a blow up bed, which, remember that? And every night I had a cat who was sick, and the two of us would sleep on this blow up bed. And every night about 2 o'clock, the thing would go flat. And every night I'd get up at 1 o'clock, I'd be laying on the floor. And I would I just started laughing because, you know, it's, you just have to laugh at this stuff because what else are you going to do? And, you know, you got to move out of
right.
it. And, but, you know, I, also the wonderful part of this is right after this happened, and I said, I can't live really like this. I've got to do better than this. Really, I would say within 1 week, a phone call came from my friend Sachetta, who lives in a beautiful part of Atlanta, and she was going to India for a month. And she said, hey, Joyce, I was thinking about you. Would you like to come and live in our house? Just take care of our animals and stay here. So that's what I did between moving out of my condo and moving. I moved into this other place and then moved into this beautiful home. And then I found the place I live in now. But it's, again, see how life finds you stuff. You experience that, but I didn't have to experience it for a long time because life intervened and found me this beautiful home to go to. And then it found me a beautiful place to live. So, you know, it's just, that's what life does. That's the way it works. And so, yeah. So I wanted to talk about Michael Mead, who is a renowned storyteller, mythologist, and he's a really incredible man. He looks at life, these stories, and talks about the deepness of everything. And I just love to listen to his podcast. So if you want something really profound, go listen to Michael Mead's podcast. He says that gratitude can be both difficult to hold and hard to express because it comes from a deep place in the heart where pain also resides. And feelings of gratitude involve moments of wholeness in which the pain of life is redeemed, at least for a time. In these dark and confusing times amidst growing disparity, increased polarity, and rampant inauthenticity, you know, the wonder of the gift of life is more easily obscured and more readily lost. So when people forget that life, however troubled it may be, is a gift, and that each person arrives here already gifted, then the world truly becomes a dark place when you forget this. So life is a precious gift that we all need to be grateful for. And I found that it's possible to cultivate a grateful mindset that'll stick with you, you know, stick with all of us throughout the year so that we don't have it on Thanksgiving. So a grateful mindset means lower levels of fear, anxiety, depression, as well as increased optimism and well-being. And research, certainly there's much research on gratitude and the benefits of it. So some of the research that we're talking about was done at the University of California, found that gratitude gives the person expressing it the power to heal, to be energized, and to change their lives. Gratitude is very powerful.
Indeed it is. This is so true. And gosh, Joyce, I really love what Michael Mead said about gratitude existing in the depths of us where pain also resides. I think that's so profound. It's those areas of ourselves that we tend to resist with all of our might. No one wants to feel pain. And I watch this play out in all of us. It's as though we're afraid that if we think about how grateful we are for the basic things that provide us safety and security, we're afraid that's all we'll ever have. You know? So the way he describes this makes so much sense to me. We turn away from what we don't want to see or feel, like pain or the simplicity of our basic needs. But wow, is it a powerful move in the transformational process to dive deeply into the pain and focus consciously on the gratitude. From those of us who work in the field of transformation, we see and experience every day the powerful force that these two acts create. I know you do, Joyce. I know I do. It plays out in my life and the life of all my clients over the years. Moving through our pain heals us. It opens us up to feel more joy, peace, and love. And likewise, giving conscious attention to what we're grateful for creates an energy field of abundance. And instead of keeping us in that space, it actually causes us to attract much, much more of what we want. So what we're resisting, thinking, gosh, if we just focus on this, what we're grateful for, these basic needs, that's all we'll ever have. It's like, absolutely not. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it's the gratitude itself that creates the abundant mm-hmm. energy field. It's just so critical. So I just love what you said about Michael Mead's position on that, because it gave me a new perspective on what you and I have known to be true for so long.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how do we develop a practice of gratitude, which I feel that it just is essential for everybody. So one of the first things is to keep a gratitude journal. So at the end of each day, make a list of three things you're grateful for. Think of everything from running water and cozy bed with no red lights when you're driving during your commute, having great friends at work. The list can be endless. As you practice, you strengthen the neural pathways that help you find even more things to be grateful for. Pretty soon, gratitude will be your attitude, that you're just thinking about what all is in your life all the time. The second one is write a gratitude letter. Choose someone who has made a positive impact on your life. Write he or she a letter explaining how and thanking them. Be specific and include lots of description. You can either mail the letter or just tuck it away. So expressing your gratitude heightens it. The third one is tell people in your life how grateful you are that they are in your life. If someone has influenced you in your life and supported you in being a better human being and through difficult times, let them know how much you appreciate them. Tell them how glad you are they are in your life and how much you love them. The fourth one is we'll be right back with our gratitude list.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Depleted by the rat race? Depressed by the attitudes of the human race? The book Honor explains why and how to transform your life from confusion and heartache to one that you most authentically desire. Join Om Times Radio host Jennifer McKenna Weinbaum as she takes you on her journey from her darkest period to her happiest and healthiest life. Entertaining, enlightening, Honor will help you find and maintain the love and light in your own life. Visit www.universalabundance.com to pre-order your copy.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Let's continue talking about developing a practice of gratitude. The fourth one is writing a thank you letter for the life you desire. I love this one now. Write it as if you already have it, not what you want, but you have it. Write it as if you're already living the life that you desire, that you don't have. See it, feel it, have a conversation with it. See it done. See yourself living, if it's a house, let's just say it's a house, if you want a new house or you want a different place to live, and see yourself, go around the house, see exactly what the house looks like, what's in there. Does it have a fireplace, large windows, is there lots of sun that could come in? Do you have a back porch? You know, what's in the room? Do you have a beloved in the room with you? Are you there by yourself? Are there animals there with you? Do you see a group of people? This is what creates, we know that, we've talked about this a lot. This is the kind of things that create, the mind has something to work with if you don't give it an image. And it's much better at creating something that it can see than rather something in the something that you don't have that you want to happen. It just sounds more clear to me. So the fifth one is receive yourself gratitude. So many of us are, you know, better givers than receivers. We put your focus on your experience of receiving gratitude. When you're given a compliment, do not belittle yourself. So many people do this. Do not belittle yourself by saying it was nothing or by playing it down. Oh, well. Notice how you experience this as a recipient and try to receive compliments and thanks for grace. This is give and take. This is the give and take of gratitude. And receiving it is, you can't just give it. You have to be able to receive it back. People want to give it to you.
That is so true as well.
Yeah.
And these are fantastic things to do to cultivate that, you know, mindset of gratitude. And I really appreciate your sharing these, Joyce. You always bring such great tools to our listeners. And, you know, in my own life, I specifically remember I literally tested the manifestation theory of gratitude. And it was right when I came out of that temporary state of homelessness that I've mentioned before. And, you know, I just want to mention that it was only 6 weeks. And my kids and I were living with a friend who put us up in a wonderful and comfortable guest suite. So I want to be sure no one's picturing me eating out of trash cans when I say homelessness. But still, you know, still it was a terrifying and grueling time in my life. And when we moved out of my friend's guest suite and into a teeny tiny condo rental, I tested this theory by creating a gratitude list myself. And it was real simple. I got a regular, plain old 8.5 by 11 sheet of lined paper, nothing fancy, and I started listing something I was grateful for on each of those lines. It didn't take me 15 minutes to have the paper nearly full front and back. I folded it, stuck it in a drawer in the kitchen, and then I added to it every day. And I honestly don't think it was only but a week or two after that when calls and emails just started coming in. And that literally significantly and dramatically changed my life. And from that point forward, I was, you know, I was a true believer in the power of gratitude in the manifestation process. And so I have since made it a crucial part of my clients' homework when they come to me to help them with their own process of transformation. It is, it's just so fundamental to start making that gratitude list. And so on that note, how about we talk about the benefits of gratitude? I'm sure, Joyce, you got
Absolutely.
A lot to share there as well.
Absolutely, I do. Before we do that, I was just thinking that there's so many ways to give and receive. And one of them, I think it's really been helpful for me is to either donate your time or money to some organization that you believe in. And to, mm-hmm. you know, also to tithe. For me, I tithe the church that I go to and the minister because they changed my life. And so how could I not? Every day, every week when I listen to Michael Beckwith, I mean, my life changes by what he says. And so those are just two things that I donate, that I believe in, that I think it keeps the gratitude going for me, because, you know, most people can give something. You don't have to give a large donation, but anything. It's just the energy that goes between the giving and receiving that is powerful. So let's talk about our.
Yes. And, you know, Joyce, can I add to that?
Sure.
Do you mind if I add to that?
Absolutely.
I have a story myself.
No.
Before I started coaching and teaching this, you remind me of a story. One of my very first clients, I was just coming out of the gate of being a consultant. And one of my first clients was this fabulous woman that had transformed Midtown Atlanta. She basically built this organization from the ground up and turned it from a prostitution and drug ring into what we know now as contemporary, beautiful, beautiful Midtown mm-hmm. Atlanta. And so she and I were having lunch one day, and she was telling me about her early beginnings in, you know, motherhood and her career and so forth, and how she was barely scraping pennies to get by. And she said one of the most profound things that she did that was a game changer for her was give a donation. And she said, I can remember writing the check and sending it with a prayer of gratitude. And from that moment, she just remembers her life started changing dramatically. So I wanted to add that, because the story you mm-hmm. told, it reminded me mm-hmm. of that one. And I just think we probably have so many testimonies to the power of this. So I didn't mean to get
Absolutely.
Us off course. I know we were going to
no,
go
okay.
over the benefits of gratitude. So
we are, but it's so important. That is the key. Teachers will tell you, spiritual teachers anyway, will tell you, if you want to receive something back and get what you want, you have to also give back to the earth. It doesn't, you know, and it works. It works. Give and give. The flow. The flow has to continue. So, you know, I love it. I love that story. So, okay, so let's talk a little bit about the benefits of gratitude. So, again, the secret of abundance is gratitude. They go together. If you want an abundant life, then there has to be gratitude involved in it, if it flows. Now, you can make money, but that's not what we're talking about. Real abundance is a flow, a life that works in many different ways, and gratitude is always part of that. So gratitude can impact the physical, emotional, and social aspects of an individual's well-being. And Positive Psychology magazine sees gratitude as one of the keys in turning potential negatives into positives. And here are some of the benefits, just a few, that come from adopting a gratitude mindset. So certainly physical benefits are a stronger immune system, lowered blood pressure, sleeping longer and feeling more rested when you awaken. The social benefits are having more compassion, being generous and helpful, more forgiving, more outgoing, less likely to be lonely or isolated. The psychological benefits are higher levels of positive emotion, more alert, alive, awake, more joy in your life and pleasure, and more optimism and happiness.
That's
so
awesome.
There's a lot that you gain from being generous.
Right, right. So, you know, you see it all comes full circle, because, you know, when, mm-hmm. when you and I, Joyce, were talking about upcoming topics for the show, we intentionally chose gratitude this week because, let's face it, we are both Americans and this is the Thanksgiving holiday, but we also both know that gratitude is what we consider to be a secret weapon in the art of transformation. And we've alluded to that today, but I just want to say it outright. It's a secret weapon. And now that we've talked about its many mm-hmm. power and benefits, hopefully our listeners can start to see why we believe this, why we believe it's such a secret weapon. But let's think about this for a second. What do most people want? They want to be happy. And what do most people believe will bring them happiness? Something outside of themselves. We've talked about that before in one of our other shows. Mm-hmm. Yet if any of our listeners have been listening to those shows, hopefully you've come to understand that living the life you really want starts from within. Our happiness never comes from something or someone outside of us. Sure, people and things can bring us pleasure and joy, but our true sustainable happy factor is born and bred within us. It is from that space where we actually develop the greatest potential and power to manifest the experiences that we want in our material world and in our relationships. And gratitude is a key element in helping us make that huge fundamental shift within. So, you know, also let's touch a little bit on the concept of grace for a second as well, because after all, today's topic is intentionally called the grace of gratitude. So I actually looked it up on my phone, I think, and Oxford Dictionary gives two definitions of grace. The first one says simple elegance or refinement of movement. And the synonyms include elegance, poise, gracefulness, finesse, suppleness. And the second definition, it says in parentheses in Christian belief, the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. So interesting, right? Basically, what that means is when we consciously count our blessings, we create more blessings. And so we also, in that process, refine our own state of being. We create our own flow, and we flow more effortlessly through our daily lives. So, you know, if we haven't given enough incentive today to shift into a place of gratitude, I don't know who can.
I know.
Powerful, powerful.
I think we've told from every angle why that being grateful is very important.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. So we're going to bring all this information that we've shared with you together, and we're going to have a short gratitude meditation. We thought that would be a good way to sort of settle it all in. And so, you know, Deepak Chopra says, gratitude opens the door to abundance, and forgiveness gets in touch with your soul. And I think that is so true. So just close your eyes, or just leave your eyes open and just let your body get still right now. Just observe your breath. And if you become bothered by thoughts, come back to your breath, the in and the out. Take some more deep breaths in and out. Come back to your breathing. Allow your mind to settle into your breath again. And put your mind in the area of your heart. Feel your heart and the strength that your heart has. And remember that your heart keeps you alive. Without the heart, we wouldn't be here. And the heart knows who we are. It's the depth of who we are. So anytime you ever need to settle your mind down, you can always, if you're driving or anything, just breathe into your heart, come back into your heart. So we're going to ask ourselves a question. Why? What am I grateful for? So as I ask this, I want you just to think for a minute. We're just going to think of several things that we're grateful for. What am I grateful for? And let it go. What am I grateful for? Breathe and let it go. What am I grateful for? Ask the question and let it go. What am I grateful for? So become aware of all the things in your life that you're grateful for. And it will amaze you how many things, how many simple, beautiful things are around you that you haven't seen that you're really grateful for that make you and your life so much better. It's not big things, it's small things and things that are there. So you have your eyes closed, open your eyes. Come back into your space. So Jennifer?
Yes, that's wonderful, Joyce. I'm sitting here following your lead and I'm doing the meditation. So now I'm trying to come back into the show. So thank you for that because I feel much more at peace. I feel extremely and deeply grateful for so many things and so many people and for you, Joyce. I'm very grateful for you. And so as we wrap up the show, you're very welcome. Let's recap the high points for everyone. We began the show by being grateful, and it seems odd, but we really are grateful for the courageous ladies and men, as I mentioned, who are speaking up and speaking out about sexual harassment and abuses. And then we started diving deeply into the power and benefits of gratitude, where we learned that not only are there literal laws of quantum physics that support what we are saying today, but we've both, Joyce and I, had experiences watching gratitude play out in our own lives as a masterful secret weapon in the transformational process. It took us from severe situations of lack to a much more full, happy, and abundant life. And gratitude has the power to increase our well-being, our wellness, and our wealth. Gratitude can be found in the depths of ourselves, where pain also resides. We learned that from Michael Mead. And this gives reason to why we may resist the conscious act of being thankful for the current quality of our lives. We resist pain, and so too do we need to be aware that we can resist gratitude at times, believe it or not. So let's all commit to consciously and courageously looking at these parts of ourselves. And Joyce, you gave us a list of things to do to increase our practices of gratitude, including that wonderful meditation that we all just did. So do you want to briefly go over that list again before we end the show?
Sure. Absolutely. So, first of all, remember to write down what you're grateful for. Keep a journal. Write a letter to someone expressing your gratitude for their positive impact on your life. Tell someone how grateful you are for having them in your life. write a letter to yourself or to the universe expressing gratitude for the life you have and the life you're creating. And finally, be a grateful recipient of gifts, whether it's a literal gift or compliment. Learn to receive gratefully and gracefully. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so, Joyce, you know, we both have been honoring Louise Hay here and there over the course of mm-hmm. our shows, and who, you know, she passed away, but fairly recently, but boy, do we have a deep appreciation for the legacy that she created for all of us mm-hmm. doing this type of work, and for everyone who's ever come in contact with any of her work, you know exactly what we mean. And I believe you had mentioned that you have some things to add from Louise Hay to today's show.
I do.
I'd love to hear those.
I do. This is a subject that Louise Hay spoke about and knows a lot about. So I'm reading it from her book, Meditations to Heal Your Life, which is a wonderful book to pick up on different subjects. And so she says, be joyous, joyously give to life, and life lovingly gives to me. And that's what we were talking about. So I'm reading from Giving and Receiving. So appreciation and acceptance act like powerful magnets for miracles every moment of the day. If somebody compliments me, I smile and say, thank you. Compliments are gifts of prosperity. I've learned to accept them graciously. Today is a sacred gift from life. I open my arms wide to receive the full measure of prosperity that the universe offers this day. Any time of the day or night, I can let it in. I know that there are times in life when the universe gives to me, and I am not in a position to do anything about giving back. I can think of many people who really helped me so much at a time when there was no way that I could ever repay them. Later, I have been able to help others, and that is the way life goes. I relax and rejoice in the abundance that it is right here now. I give and receive gifts graciously. So,
lovely.
Yes, those are the beautiful words on that just, again, iterates more of what we were talking about. It is a give and a receive in the universe. It's not one or the other. So.
Yeah, and you know, you've brought up a few times today in this and earlier that receiving is as important as giving, and it's part of the great balance of life. And I think that that's a terrible habit that we as human beings have taken on, is to minimize our greatness in ways where we can't receive compliments. I know I'm mm-hmm. very guilty of this, constantly minimizing if someone says something that I did was fabulous or something I'm wearing is fabulous or who knows what. It's almost instinctive and reflexive to just minimize it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and not embrace it. And you make such a great point about how those moments are really an expression of the power of who we are. And if we minimize it or if we belittle it, then how are we supposed to grow into our greatest potential? How are we supposed to manifest the life mm-hmm. that we long for if we can't mm-hmm. embrace the greatness of what we have now or where we are or who we are, the simplicity of yeah. simple things that people compliment us on. So, you know, that's for something for everyone to think about as well. As you're practicing the art of gratitude and spending time with family, hopefully, this weekend, to also just think about how much you do that, how often, and why you do it. Because when we unlock the why, we usually have the power to change it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And to be grateful for wherever we're spending our Thanksgiving, that wherever that may be, at home or going to somebody's home or in a restaurant, it doesn't really matter. But just to acknowledge, however simple it is or however elaborate it is, that we're grateful for this day and the people that are there, and just, I don't know, just giving more love and kindness to people around you, that so we can all appreciate each other. I think the world needs a lot of love right now. We really need to step up and love each other and take care of each other. So,
yes, yes, we do. And for those of you who don't have family to spend time with, know that we are with you in spirit and in our hearts. And just know that even if you're by yourself, instead of having a pity party, know that somewhere there is someone who has so much family in town and they're so stressed out and they're pulling their hair out that they would probably give their right arm to be in the solitude that you have. I often think about perspective, right? So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today. We hope those of you that are traveling are safe. And we thank you all very much for being with us every week.
And remember to reach out at JoyceandJennifer.com on Facebook or Twitter, and love to hear from you. And tune in next week, and we'll be talking about extreme importance of extreme self-care. Until then, be well. Be well. Love yourself.
Yes. Thank you.